Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neeson. Norbert, are you what you eat?
I literally am, if a new study proves to be true. It shows food has the potential to alter human cells.
Researchers in Nanjing, China found plant microRNA in the blood and tissue of humans and other plant-eating mammals, something no scientist knew was possible.
Surprisingly, some plant genetic material is not broken down by the digestive fluids in the stomach. Once inside our bloodstream, some plant microRNAs can enter organs and their cells, interfering with normal function.
You see, microRNAs are inside every cell, whether human or plant. They, along with other RNAs such as messenger RNA, play an essential role in making proteins, and proteins do nearly all the work in a cell.
In all, the study identified 30 plant microRNAs in the blood of humans. One in particularly high levels, called miR-168a, is also abundant in rice, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cabbage, and cauliflower. Researchers took the study a step further by testing whether this plant microRNA affects cellular processes in mammals.
For microRNAs to influence the production of proteins, they have to bind to messenger RNAs. Turns out, miR-168a can bind to 50 mammalian messenger RNAs, particularly one in the liver.
In experiments on mice, the plant microRNA bound to mouse messenger RNA in the liver. This slowed the production of a protein that helps remove low-density lipoprotein, known as the bad cholesterol, from the blood.
Since microRNAs are found in every cell scientists have examined, everything people eat could be affecting how cells function. This is not the first evidence of food altering the eater. The green sea slug steals genes for photosynthesis from its favorite snack, algae.
Verifying the Nanjing study could open up a whole new field of research about the impact of diet on disease.
We are Drs. David Neeson and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.